Here's a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon. A program focusing on bald eagles will be presented this afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Plymouth County Historical Museum's Old Central Gymnasium. The organization SOAR, S-O-A-R, which stands for Saving Our Avian Resources, will feature that program. Nick Noyes offers a highlight to the afternoon program.
Well, SOAR, Save Our Avian Resources, is a great eagle rehabilitation and raptors and other birds of prey. And they will be coming and doing a presentation featuring a live bald eagle. And it's had some kind of damage of some sort, and it's kind of a bird that they take to different events because it's no longer able to survive in the wild by itself. So it's able to teach other people, you know, the values of conservation and different things. So it's a really nice program. And then after they give their presentation, our local conservationist will be doing a brief talk on raptors as well.
Noyes says that the organization SOAR is based out of Decorah, Iowa, the same location where an online camera has been set up to watch bald eagles nesting. It's time to break out the tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, and hiking boots as this is camping kickoff weekend at Iowa State Parks. McClemis Root is a spokesperson for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources.
This is our traditional kickoff. We started this a little over a decade ago as a way to get people excited about our camping season.
This is being called the Year of the Volunteer, and state parks are hosting more than 30 volunteer and family events this weekend.
Next year is the 100th anniversary of our state park system. So this year we're taking the opportunity to use this weekend as a way to get people excited about maybe pitching in a little bit with their state parks, doing some volunteer work. So we've got a lot of these different things scheduled for the weekend.
If you'll be hiking the trails, take along a plastic garbage bag that you can fill with trash that you find along the way and haul it out with you when you go. Clemens Rood says that volunteers can also help out by cleaning up the campground areas.
We've got some other events where we have a little program to talk about some of the history of the certain areas, like at Brushy Creek. A lot of people don't know the Brushy Creek story, so that'd be something they could do at that area. There's movie nights. They have different ranger talks. They've got programs like on kayaking.
Some state parks remain closed due to flooding or damage from recent flooding. You can learn more at www.iowadnr.gov/campingkickoff. When the Mississippi River reached record levels of 26 years ago, the overflowing water covered over 400,000 square miles and caused dozens of deaths in a disaster dubbed the Great Flood of 1993. But when the river exceeded those levels this week along parts of the river, the flooding affected much less land. Officials say that the difference comes down largely to actions taken by communities following the 1993 flood, such as the erection of flood walls and temporary flood barriers. In Bettendorf, Iowa, a flood wall has largely protected the city from the record crest of 22.7 feet that was set on Thursday. Bettendorf Mayor Bob Gallagher said on Friday that other actions helping mitigate flood damage included restored natural infrastructure, such as wetlands and marshes that can collect flood waters. The body of a kayaker missing since Wednesday has been found in a swollen southwest Missouri creek, the fourth person to die in the latest round of spring flooding. Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant John Lukanoff says that the troopers found the body of 35-year-old Scott M. Puckett of Forsyth, Missouri, on Friday afternoon in Bull Creek. The body of his friend, 23-year-old Alex Eckern, was found on Thursday. Puckett and Eckern were among three men who began paddling Wednesday afternoon in the creek near the small town of Walnut Shade. The patrol says that they were swept over a low water bridge and caught in what is called a hydraulic, which creates a washing machine effect that is hard to escape. One of the men was able to escape and climb to a steep bank seeking help. Flooding also claimed the life of a camper found Wednesday after he was caught in waters from an overflowed creek near the town of Ava, also in southwest Missouri. And in northern Indiana, a 2-year-old was killed when his mother drove into a flooded road. The Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Criminal Investigation is warning of a phone scam targeting state residents. The department says it has received reports that scammers are posing as employees of the Iowa State Police, claiming that there is a warrant issued for the person who received the call. The caller says that to clear the warrant, the recipient has to send money via an online account, such as Google Play account. People have reported the calls from a number with a 712 area code. If the person doesn't answer or hangs up on the initial call, a second call comes in from 911 and the scammers become verbally aggressive and threatening victims with arrests if the money is not paid. The department says that its office never calls people to demand immediate payment via prepaid debit cards or any kind of online accounts. That's a look at your news for this Saturday afternoon.